Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of February, recording at 9:07 p.m. in the Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit firmer, led by China. And European stock markets started the day on the downside and then closed with modest gains. And Wall Street showed similar action, closing virtually unchanged, I guess, best way to describe Wall Street. But that's coming back from some mild weakness. And elsewhere, the long-dated government bonds are a little bit easier in here today against the background of steady stock markets. The U.S. dollar weakened here today, but is off its lows of the day. The precious metals, some weakness in here, particularly for silver, but it's down 33 cents, and that's not a huge sell-off. Gold a little bit below the $900 level once again, down 14 and a half at 897. Industrial metals quiet, agricultural commodities quiet, just a quiet day all around, I would say, generally. Well, what's going on here? Well, the big news in stock markets, as far as I'm concerned, is that the November lows are holding, and actually we're seeing indices rally up away from those lows. Now, with some markets, including leading China, those November lows were never tested. And China entered its New Year holiday period holding quietly steady near the higher side of its range. And it then duly broke up out of that range on the second day last week, and has extended on Tuesday last week, and has marched higher, extending the overall gains. If anything, China looks a little bit overextended in the short term, but the important story is that that is a very impressive performance overall. And I think that a number of the people who were really quite bearish here in late January and early February are having to recalculate a little bit. Now, we're still range-bound. We're still within the overall downward trends as defined by the 200-day moving averages. But the Fuller Money themes, China, India had a good day today, although it's lagging behind China. Resources, look at Brazil, down a little bit today, but it's had a very good performance here overall. These markets are doing well, and as I mentioned in my big picture long-term outlook audio on Friday, that as long as the Wall Street leash effect is neutral, in other words, as long as the U.S. stock market is neutral within its trading range, in what has it or in what is gaining with time the appearance of base formation development, and my point has been that the longer Wall Street moves sideways, the more this pattern will look like a base formation developing. Big type 3 pattern as taught at the chart seminar. But if Wall Street can just, as I say, hold that neutral environment in a trading range, then the markets with a better fundamental background in China and Brazil are two obvious candidates, are going to do considerably better. And that's what I'm banking on with my positions. And that's what we've been saying here at Fuller Money. Now, when you're in a trading range, you're never too far away from a test of the low, but right now it would require a downward dynamic to check the rallies that we are seeing for Wall Street and the European markets, and to indicate renewed pressure on those lows. Now, why might stock markets do slightly better than most people were expecting? And the simple answer is people were really pricing in a global recession of the greatest severity, perhaps even a depression. And that seems a bit too pessimistic. Even the bears who saw the whole credit crisis coming, are not forecasting a depression, at least not the high-profile people who are generally acknowledged, such as Rubini, generally acknowledged to have seen all these problems coming. So this is an interesting time here, where I think that those who nibble at value stocks slightly on the setbacks, value stocks I would define as low multiples and more importantly a decent yield that's well covered, really ought to do quite well. And I am not surprised, but I will say I am relieved to see the fuller money themes holding up very well, and that includes gold shares as well, although they've had a down day in here today with bullion falling, but they've been a strong performer here since the October lows, as you know. What else to mention? Industrial metals. Again, here I think we're seeing the early stages of base formation development, possibly also for crude oil, but my guess is that the process is going to be lengthy, a number of months at minimum. Well, a number of months, to try to be more specific, I would say its process has only just started, and I would be looking for 3 to 6 months of base building activity at minimum, following previous slumps in the price of crude oil that had occurred after spikes that damaged demand and created sharp recessions. We have always seen a lengthy base building process, and I don't see any reason why it would be different this time. And agricultural commodities, mixed picture, very much a supply story. Sugar doing well, coffee has been doing quite well recently also. And I think that's pretty much it on a quiet day, so I won't rabbit on. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.